All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And boy, this one is a good one. All ears on deck. All ears on deck. Subject, I get excited very easily. That is the subject.
Hey, you're the only
right.
one.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, not no more, but I
don't know. I have to plan an excitement. I'm going to get excited Thursday.
Not sure. I don't remember. It didn't take
not
nothing.
Thursday.
What you got the second week?
She said Thursday.
Let's see. Thursday is a good day to get excited. Hey, girl, what you doing Thursday?
All right,
she breathing. She breathing. Girl, stop all that breathing.
All right, again, the subject is I get excited very easily. We'll see what
I know you ain't over there blinking.
Steve and the fellas have to say about this one. Right now, though, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. She got one arm banded, looking good
Pump
over there.
Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. That's the name of it.
Oh, you're going to drink your coffee and lick your lips. Okay.
Excited. Okay.
Pump your brakes. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Natalie, please.
Yes, this is Natalie.
Natalie, how you doing? My name is Darren. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dan.
How you doing? Listen, we got a bit of a problem. If you don't mind me asking, who actually brings your kids home from school each day?
Oh, my mom gets my kids for me, and she drops them off.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Well, we have a bit of a problem. The kids are fine. There's no issue with the kids at all. But you know, we've had a meeting here at the HOA. We've been getting some complaints. It seems like your mother is really speeding down the street real fast, and you know, everyone's complaining about it, that you know, it's a lot of kids walking home from school, and it seems like your mom is driving real fast when she's coming down the street to drop your kids off. Did you know anything about this?
No, not at all. That doesn't even sound like her.
Okay. What type of car does she...
My mother?
Let me ask you this, Natalie. We from what I understand, it is a what kind of car does your mom have? Is it a Ford Escape or something like that? A little SUV? Is that what your mom has?
Yeah, she has a little red SUV.
Okay, all right. So the problem is that's the same car. That's the one we're talking about. And it seems like, you know, your mother is flying down the street, and she drops the kids off, and when she leaves, she's flying back out of the neighborhood, and a couple of times some of the neighbors have told her to slow down, and, you know, I don't know if she's flicked them off or said something out the window, you know, but, you know, this is stuff that we just cannot tolerate.
Huh. Well, it really doesn't sound like my mom, but, you know, I will...
Okay, well, listen. You know what, Natalie? What we're not going to do is what you're not going to do is act like it's not your mama. It's your mother that's doing this. So what we need you to do is tell your mama to slow her down so we don't have this problem. All right? Because I tried to be nice with you at first, but if you're going to be in denial thinking it's not your mama, then we got an issue.
First of all, Darren from HOA, I need you to watch your tone and who the f*** you're talking to, all right? I need you to calm that all the way down,
okay,
all right?
You know,
I said that
down.
I would talk to her.
You need to slow your damn mama down. That's what you need to do. Slow your mama down the way she drives
no,
through
what
damn
she
street.
Needs to do is stand in the middle of the street. If she's flying down it, so hopefully she can knock you out the way, okay? Don't talk to me like that. You're being rude and disrespectful. I'm going to ask her if it's her because I don't think it's her, but you're not going to talk to me like that.
Okay, so your mama can just drive down the street and act a damn
my
fool.
My mama could do whatever she want to do. My mama could do whatever she want to do. She a grown-ass woman.
She can't do it in the neighborhood that I'm a member of the HOA at. She can't do it there, okay? Now, I don't mind having your mama arrested with your kids in the car if I got to.
I wish you would. I wish you would have my mama arrested with my kids in the car. You're going to have more problems than you ever had, okay? You better not have my mama arrested. You're going to get arrested, and you're going to be sent to the hospital. How about that?
Okay, let me tell you something. Tell your mama to slow her down in these streets. This is the last one that I'm giving y'all. This is the last one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to give no warnings, okay? We can have a real conversation about it. We can meet and talk about it. Because you ain't going to talk to me like that, and you ain't telling my mama nothing. I ain't telling her to slow down for nothing. What you going to do? What you going to do, Derek? Matter of fact, let's meet about it. I'll bring my husband, too, since you got so much to say. You know what I'm saying? I want you to have, keep that same energy, okay, with my husband. I want you to talk to him like you talking to me.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about your husband or none of that, all right? I'm going to say this right here. Tommy is the one that told us that your mama was speeding down the street. Tommy the one said it.
Tommy? Who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy said your mama was the one running up and down the street fast going 40, 50 miles an hour. Tommy the one said that.
I don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass. And any other neighbors who got something to say about my mama can kiss my ass. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Son of a bitch. You got me. You got me.
Natalie, your sister.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had to pull over and text my husband like he was doing a million times fool on the phone talking crazy to me. I was all about to get you lit up, brother. Lit up, nephew Tommy.
Your sister Darius got me to prank phone call you, baby. Your sister.
Oh, it's going down. It is going down. Oh, Payback is a real mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm getting back. Oh, man, I knew that was my mama. And I know you ain't gonna talk to me like that either. Oh, man. You got me.
Hey, baby, tell me this. One more thing before you go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And tell Steve I said, hey, Liz Martin, be working good.
And there you have it. There you have it.
He played too much. Yeah.
He's a bad man. Even with one hand, he's a bad man. He's a bad man.
This one arm been killing me, man.
I know,
I'm telling y'all.
Are you off your meds? Your pain pills?
I'm off the meds. I got off of that.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand that groggy feeling.
You gonna
do
anything
like
with the meds that you have left over, Tommy? If not, I could.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know too.
Hey, if you got any leftover.
What's happening? Have you lost your?
No. We finna do a transaction right here on the air.
No, we don't want you to give them to us. We don't give them to us.
Well, it's
why do two sick people want pain pills? Why
do you? What you gonna do?
Can I ask you a question? If you took one of Tommy's pain pills, does that help during a crisis? That's a serious question.
We're going to find out as soon as he give them to him.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're going to manufacture a crisis just to find out?
Nah, I ain't going to manufacture.
Coming right up.
No. I ain't going to manufacture one. No. But when it do
Jay, what it'll do for you?
I just want to check
stay
them,
with
see
us.
What they
fall
like.
Asleep?
No, I just want to
check them. It's that karma up I'm talking
that's
about.
A sign of a, do anybody that say that, that's a sign of a drug problem.
I just want to take them.
No, I just want to take them.
Rehab is needed.
I'm
going to do the old joke. I don't have a problem because when you have a problem, you go to meetings. And I don't go to meetings, okay? So I don't have it.
This ignorant show right here. We started off ignorant. It's the middle of the show. And it's still ignorant.
Still going,
baby. Welcome back, Dallas.
All right. Coming up, get ready, Steve, and the fellas, too. Subject, I get excited very easily. That is today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get into it right after this.